For this Thursday, October 9th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Mount Vernon's newest co-working space is opening its doors to the public this week. Co-Work Posey is inviting the community to stop by 231A South Main Street tomorrow for a free Co-Work Friday event. The open house welcomes both members and non-members to check out the space, explore amenities, and connect with local entrepreneurs and professionals. Launched in August, Co-Work Posey is Posey County's first co-working space offering high-speed Wi-Fi, printing and copying services, and private meeting rooms for freelancers, remote workers, and other independent professionals. The space is managed by the Evansville Regional Economic Partnership. More details are available on the event page. The Mount Vernon Police Department says they are hiring. They will be conducting physical and written testing on October 25th and October 27th. There are two ways to obtain an employment application. You can pick one up in person at the police department, which is located at 311 College Avenue. The other option is to go online to mountverninin.gov/police-department to download one. Starting salary pay is $60,081. Applications are due by October 22nd at 3:30. The Westside Nut Club Half Pot reached the $1 million mark yesterday. Ticket sales start on October 1st and continue through October 11th. Tickets can be purchased in person at ticket booths along Franklin Street. This year, tickets are also available for purchase online. In 2024, the Nut Club Half Pot reached a record-breaking mark of just over $2 million. For more information on tickets or to see the running total of the Half Pot, you can visit nutclubfallfestival.com/halfpot. Town of Poseyville posted on Facebook that they wanted to give a quick clarification on their Halloween and community events. The traditional trick-or-treating will take place on Friday, October 31st, and the Find the Fugitive event will be held on Saturday, November 1st. They encourage you to mark your calendars for one night of costumes and candy and the other night for the fun hunt. In sports news on Tuesday, North Posey boys tennis lost in the opening round of regionals to North 4-1. Vikings number one singles player Noah Bolligman won his match that night to stay undefeated in postseason play. That meant he got to continue in the individual postseason. However, last night, Bolligman lost to Dominic Blackard from Evansville Christian by a score of 7-5 and 6-1. Bolligman ends his great season with an individual record of 15-7. The Vikings team record was 17-4, and they were also sectional champs. Tonight in local high school sports, Mount Vernon Volleyball hits the road to play North. The JV match is at 6 o'clock and the varsity match is set for 7:30. Mount Vernon Girls Soccer plays in the Class 2A Sectional 32 semifinals versus Heritage Hills at 7 o'clock. The match is at Mount Vernon High School. The Wildcats have a record of 9-7 and the Patriots have a record of 12-5. In local college sports, USI Men's Soccer has a home match with Liberty at 1 o'clock. USI Women's Soccer plays at Eastern Illinois at 3:05. And USI Volleyball battles Southeast Missouri State on the road at 6 o'clock. From the Major League Baseball playoffs, the Chicago Cubs were able to avoid elimination last night as they won Game 3 of their National League Division Series at home versus the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3. The Cubs scored all four of their runs in the first inning. Chicago still trails the best-of-five series 2-1. Game 4 is this evening in Chicago. That's news and sports for this Thursday, October 9th. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.